Hello, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. Whether you have an existing online business or are just starting out, we show you how to plan your escape in 6 easy steps. Ready to learn and implement those simple steps? Here are your hosts, Tim Goodwin and Mark Thompson, to show you how.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast with me, Mark Thompson, and as ever, my good friend, Tim Goodwin. This episode... Oh, hi Tim, by the way.
Hi Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Tim. How are you?
Good. You've been on holiday.
I have been on holiday.
Yeah, like a real holiday.
A real proper laying on the beach doing nothing for 2 weeks. Well, that wasn't the plan was to work, but I thought screw it after a week. I'm not working anymore. So anyway, this episode is called The Sky is Falling.
Well, yeah.
Because we're talking about Facebook again.
Well, obviously, the reason why we end up talking about Facebook so much is
they screw up all the time.
Well, no, it's just that, yes, they screw up, but also they dominate the marketplace, certainly for marketing. And like it or not, we kind of have to use Facebook ads. Because that's where a lot of our audience is. That's where, you know, it's where the eyeballs are. They've got the best targeting. They've got the best tracking, you know, the best kind of flexibility of different ad units you can use. So it'd be daft if we didn't use them.
Yeah, true.
However, obviously, Facebook has been in the newspapers and on the TV and all this kind of thing for all the wrong reasons over the last couple of weeks because of this whole Cambridge Analytica debacle thing. Yeah. And rightly or wrongly, if they are acutely aware of what was going on or not, they have lost an awful lot of trust. Yeah. And I see a lot of people talking about this and going, oh yeah, about the end user's going to leave and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, well, in all honesty, I don't think that Facebook are going to lose more than 1% of their existing consumers, the customers, the people, the actual users of Facebook. Yeah. However, the bit that they are going to struggle with is restoring the faith and the confidence of the advertisers and the businesses who use Facebook, because especially the legitimate businesses who want to use it, they want to be sure that, you know, the platform that they're basing themselves on is actually a good, honest, transparent, and all that kind of thing, kind of platform.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have to restore the faith, certainly there. And something that has come up, propped up in my newsfeed this morning, and I saw also from John Loomer, has confirmed it, is that Facebook are going to remove partner categories. Now, I don't know whether you know much about partner categories. Some people, if you've been delving deep into Facebook a lot and doing a lot of Facebook advertising over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years or so, partner categories are kind of, it's basically the third party data that Facebook have got access to, that they've uploaded onto their system. So you can target people based upon everything from, you know, buyer intent, if they're, you know, what kind of car that they drive, whether they, if they're a buyer of nutritional supplements, you know, whether they're, you know, parents and they're buying children's like clothing and all that kind of stuff. So that's, you know, that's the partner data, and that's all going to disappear over the next 6 months. And in some respects, I think it's actually quite an easy thing for Facebook to do, because it's not something that's going to damage them too much, because Facebook have now got so much data about our buying habits anyway. The Facebook pixel is on as many websites as, you know, your Google Analytics pixel. So, you know, they've got a huge amount of data anyway to be able to track the behavior of, you know, of the people that are actually on their site, that are using their platform.
I think, sorry to interrupt on this, but one thing, let's inject a bit of humor into this first, shall we?
Yeah, because it's a bit of a downer.
It is a bit of a downer at the moment. One thing I found amazingly funny, there were some marketers who use Facebook ads were complaining about the amount of data that Facebook have got on them. Well, hang on a minute, guys. If you're running ads, you're using other people's data. So, it's just crazy. I mean, as I said at the beginning, it's like it's the sky's falling type thing. It's not. I mean, so this will get sorted out. The only thing I am actually worried about is what's going to happen with things like chatbots and stuff like that.
I think you mentioned something. You put a post up onto our, I think it was either Minimalist Marketer or in the Serious Marketers Only group about and questioning chatbots and what you feel, what people feel about chatbots, whether marketers have really gone too far. And I don't know what prompted it. I think it might have been, you know, certain marketers all of a sudden popping up and going, coming up on your chat.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So, I mean, it was two actually really good marketers. One was Stu McLaren, and the other was actually Wilco.
Yes, yeah, so, I thought it might have been Wilco.
I hadn't had a message from Wilco for, I don't know, 3 months. And he suddenly got something to promote, or I can't remember what it was. It might have been a webinar or something like that. And it's just like, hi, how you doing, blah, blah. But it came in when I was driving. Right, which really annoyed me. Stu McLaren's came in about 11 o'clock at night. And that annoyed me as well, because you hear your messenger go, ping. You go, oh, okay, that might be important. And you get it, and it's a marketer just trying to market you. When you open your inbox, your emails, you know there's going to be promotions in there.
Yes.
Okay? And it doesn't interrupt you. It doesn't affect what you're doing. But I'm finding that messenger bot marketing is very intrusive now. Mm. And I don't like it just for that.
I don't know what the solution is, because ultimately, if you think about the way that China's WeChat works, in that basically WeChat, there are apps that work and companies and businesses which utilize WeChat. You can buy and sell things on WeChat. You can have your normal messaging stuff. Yeah. You can order a taxi through WeChat and all that kind of thing. And I think that's where Facebook are wanting to go with the Messenger app. But it's kind of like it needs to take a big step forward before we accept it as a medium where we are going to communicate with customers, and customers are expecting to see communications for promotions like we do with email. And I think that's where there's a big gap at the moment. And you're right, and that's maybe where there's a bigger worry with this whole Cambridge Analytica thing, is what's going to happen to bots? Are they going to really clamp it down and close it down? And in many respects, I haven't gone all in on bots, if I'm all honest.
Same here.
Because I found it really difficult to actually get anything of true value out of it. I've got some value out of it, and we utilize it as a tool for communicating with some of our customers and, you know, answering customer support inquiries and, you know, pre-sale questions and stuff like that. We use that on a daily basis. And I think that's important that we maintain that. But it's this whole kind of like, you know, taking the messenger platform and going, it's just like email, and using it as a broadcast mechanism.
Rubbish. Like email. It's nothing like email.
Exactly. And that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah. I wish people would stop saying that. And it's no better or no worse than email. Okay. Okay. You get a 90% open rate. But what is the bottom figure? What is the bottom line? How many do you convert at the end? And that's what people are ignoring. I find it intrusive. Okay, when I want to go and I want to open my emails up, I know I'm going to have offers in there. And I will read those offers because I'm interested in seeing what people are offering me. Okay, Justin Brook the other day made me an offer. Okay, thanks, Justin. I'll buy that. Justin Brook didn't come into my phone when in the middle of playing golf or something, say, hey, buy my shit.
That's the thing. There are options with ManyChat and also with ChatFuel is the other one, isn't it? Yeah. There are options for the different type of messenger message that comes up. Yeah. So like you can have something which goes ping, like a messenger like notification, or you can just push it into their inbox in Messenger, but it doesn't ping. It doesn't like sound the "you've got a message" alarm. It just sits in there ready for them when they next log into it. And I think that's where it's been misused, is that whole kind of like ping, we've got a, you know, we've got a thing for you.
I'm just waiting for someone to ping me now. Right in the middle of this. Well, we'll go on a proper rant then. Yeah, but so I think that's going to be a problem. I think it's going to be a problem going forward.
So there's something which I started looking at a couple of weeks ago, actually, and this is something that I've been talking to some of my coaching clients about with Facebook. And before this whole Cambridge Analytica thing really blew up, what I've been playing around with is there's a different option now available when you're doing dynamic product ads. And also, so if you say, for example, if you've got an e-commerce store and you upload your catalog of products up to Facebook, what Facebook does is it recognizes what types of products those are. So for in my situation, this people they see that they're nutritional supplements, they are, you know, a turmeric product or a magnesium product and stuff like that. So what Facebook is doing is recognizing what types of products people are browsing. Okay. So one of the targeting options that is now available, and this is coming back to my example of actually Facebook's got a huge amount of data about people's browsing habits anyway, so they don't need the partner data. So, and this is the example, is when you go in to set up a Dynamics product ad on a Facebook ad, you've now got the option of you can define a broad audience and let Facebook optimize to see who sees your products. And what that does is it actually goes away and figures out who else is, who's buying similar or looking at similar products to the ones that you've got. So that is now a targeting option on Facebook, which is great as a business owner like me, because say, for example, if I sold mattresses and I was looking at different mattress websites, then Facebook goes, you know, to all the other mattress website owners and say, hey, you can target these people who are looking at mattresses right now because we've got that data. Away you go. And, you know, we've only been testing it for a couple of weeks now, but, you know, we've got quite a few new customers come through it, which is, as I say, it's another great mechanism that you can use within Facebook. So I don't think, whilst this whole sky is falling and Facebook are changing stuff and they're getting rid of partner categories and stuff like that, in essence, this type of targeting that I've just explained actually takes away, it means you don't need the partner categories anymore. So it's probably saving Facebook a huge amount of money by not having to pay for the third party data.
Yeah, probably true.
Maybe not the billions of dollars that they've lost in the last 3 weeks, but hey, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I know. You think you've had a bad month. Have you lost 58 exactly. billion in a day? So what do you think is going to happen, let's say, in the short term, let's say next 3 months?
In the next 3 months, I think you're going to see certain functionality of certain third-party apps disappearing. They're already doing that. I think they've pretty much shut down the API for new apps. And also, because many chat have mentioned it, Chatfuel have mentioned it already, that they're not taking on new customers, I believe, because they can't give somebody new access from going forward at the moment whilst Facebook is sorting out their API. So I certainly believe that there'll be a reduction in the amount of new apps that you'll see coming through. So there may not be so many of these kind of like, I hate using it's kind of like I don't want to even use the word SaaS tools, because they're not. A lot of the rubbish crap developed tools for Facebook, they're going to basically not appear in as much as regularly. So you won't see so many on like Warrior Forum and all this kind of thing. You may see some of the larger apps that you have been using for pulling data down. So I think places like AdEspresso, you may struggle to get so much data out of it.
I was actually thinking about that. I mean, these third-party apps that actually help you target, etc. I can't see how they're going to allow those to continue.
Exactly. So, you know, I think, you know, in terms of targeting and things like that, you're probably going to have to rely on the platform, the Ads Manager platform that we, you know, we all have access to anyway. So you'll have to learn how to use, you know, audience insights properly. You'll have to learn how to, you know, figure out what your targeting is. You'd have to figure out things like your lookalike audiences and stuff like that. So, you know, I think in many respects, you know, that's going to be where people are going to have to come back to the Facebook ads platform rather than using third-party yeah. apps. So I think that's going to be the biggest change that we will see as marketers. For the end consumer, I don't think they're going to see a whole lot different other than perhaps, you know, engagement, certainly through bots and stuff like that. I think that that's probably the only thing that they will see diminish over the next few months. Which, you know, is not necessarily a bad thing. So, you know, the sort of honeymoon period wasn't going to last forever anyway with bots. But I think it's probably been curtailed by 6 months, you know, 6 to 12 months of that honeymoon period has been shut down. So, you know, that's where I'm thinking is going to be the major differences. As far as running ad campaigns, still run the same campaigns, similar campaigns to what you've been running. So, Mark, you posted a thing onto SMO this morning, a live call, a live video, Facebook Live thing, talking about how to effectively target and run different, you know, a kind of like a triple whammy of campaigns to find your prospect, your ideal customer, by starting broad, like we talked about before, with, you know, going for large, larger audience to see who's interested in vaguely your thing. And then you go deeper and tighter once you've figured out who's actually engaging with your stuff to then put something else in front of them.
And then, I mean, the whole point of that was, look, don't send an offer out to your audience. So what you need to do, right, you need to consider it like this. You've got an audience, which is everybody. Don't send them an offer. You've got remove the people from that who are interested. So you get them then into your circle of influence. Then you run content to the people who are interested, which leads to them being engaged. And the people who are engaged, you run your ads to. So as the example I gave in the live video was, let's say you've got an audience of 100 people. There may only be 25 people who are interested in what you've got to do, what you're offering or going to offer. Of those 25, you may be able to engage with 12 of them. And in the end, once you've got those 12 that you're engaged with, you may actually only sell to two of them. And if you think of it like that, it makes your advertising a lot easier because you're not advertising your offer to thousands of people. What thousands of people are seeing is your good stuff. And they'll slowly, hopefully slowly become part of your engaged audience. And then they'll see an offer.
Yeah. And I think that's a smart way of marketing anyway, because ultimately, you know, marketing is very much a game of elimination. It's of getting rid of people who are definitely not interested in your stuff as quickly and as cheaply as possible, so you can then talk to the people who are actually interested and, you know, move them forward. Again, it's a cheaper way than just doing the shotgun kind of style marketing that, you know, was prevalent in, you know, the sort of, you know, early 2000s to late, to 2008, 2010, you know, where we were, you know, just doing, you know, churn and burn marketing. You know, biggest audience is possible. So, you know, that's basically where we're at with that. I think there's other things that, you know, if as long as you haven't gone all in on bots and messenger lists and stuff like that, and you have been keeping your own email lists and things like that, you are very much protected by any changes that happen with Facebook. If you own a customer list, that is your biggest asset. And as long as, you know, within the realms of GDPR and all that kind of stuff, that you are utilizing that data correctly and transparently, then you should not be worried in the slightest by any changes that happen with Facebook.
Yeah. In fact, I think the next podcast we'll do, if we will talk about how to actually use your customer lists. Because there's something that I sort of worked out while I was sat under a coconut tree.
Did one of them fall and hit on you on the head?
And actually, you say that. The people,
Eureka!
The people in front of us, they were sat in a barley bed, and a coconut came and smashed on the top of the barley bed, and they got covered in coconut juice. It was very funny. But you had to be there to appreciate it.
dear.
So, little things. Anyway, yes. So, yeah, let's wind this one up. And we'll do that next time.
I think that's everything for Facebook at the moment. Because honestly, you know, I say there's an awful lot of, you know, scaremongering going on. And, you know, some of it is justified and some of it is truly sort of blown out, well out of proportion with Facebook. Ultimately, you know, Facebook will continue to exist. How they go forward and give the advertisers and the businesses that are on there the confidence going forward, you know, that remains to be seen. But, you know, ultimately, it's not going anywhere fast, that's for sure.
Cool. So, let's wind this one up.
Thank you, Mark.
Almost exactly 20 minutes. Excellent. We're getting good at this. And next time, we'll talk about customer lists. And I'll give you something juicy, juicy, juicy. Juicy like a juicy donut.
Just a quick reminder to everybody, of course, you know, Serious Marketers Only, the group, and also our Minimalist Marketer. If you're not a Minimalist Marketer, go onto Facebook, search for Minimalist Marketer, and we'll accept you into the group. Serious Marketers Only is for those who want to take it to the next step, to the next level, and actually really push their online business forward. What's the current domain name for that? Is it seriousmarketersonly.com?
It certainly is.
There we go. Off you go. That's my pitch done for the day.
Yeah. Cool, we're pitching straight back at it. Bang, hit it. Home run. It's okay, I'm cracking up now. I'm still jet lagged. Jet lagged and crunching Imodium.
Oh, that sounds like, you know, pleasant.
Yeah. Right, and on that note, we'll leave it. See you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Escape Plan Podcast. For show notes and resources, head over to escapeplanuncut.com.